Welcome to Think Bike, the podcast about all things motorcycle and the voice of motorcycle safety and awareness in Alberta. Think Bike is brought to you by the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society, powered by Moto Canada. Let's ride Canada-wide. Your host is Leanne Langlois.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It is season four of Think Bike. I am so excited to get this season going again. So many great guests lined up for this year, and I am joined with our producer, Bryn Griffiths, today.
Hello.
How was winter?
You know what? It actually was a pretty good winter in Alberta anyway. At least central Alberta was very, very pleasant. And spring is kind of here. I got to tell you, back in March, I think it was probably around St. Patrick's Day, saw two bikes on the road. Had a one day where it got up to 17 degrees. It was unbelievable, but they're out there. So we couldn't get started at a better time.
No, it's funny because I saw bikes on and off throughout the winter until we got that big dump of snow at the end of February, start of March, and then it all melted again. And yeah, around that same weekend where it was firing up again to be like really warm around St. Patrick's Day, my neighbor's out with his friends, and you know, so yeah, we're back. It's April. We're ready to go every week for the next 26 weeks.
Hey, something that I've noticed already is we have a major sponsor.
Oh, yes. So in case you missed it off the intro, which is now not done by me, yay. We had some amazing conversations with the folks at Moto Canada over the last probably, half a year at least. I've been talking with one particular person at Moto Canada for longer than that, when it was the MMIC, which that all gets into episode 80. But Moto Canada is now starting to support on-road safety programs such as AMSS. So this year we have Think Bike powered by Moto Canada. Let's ride Canada-wide. And that is so exciting.
Golf clap.
So exciting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Golf clap. Yes.
Yep. Hey, can I ask a simple question? Because I'm not fully in the loop. Can you explain what Moto Canada is?
Okay, so Moto Canada rebranded in fall of 2023 to Moto Canada from the Motorcycle and Moped Industry Council. The U.S. has a Motorcycle Industry Council. We have Motorcycle and Moped. But essentially what Moto Canada is they represent the manufacturers and distributors in Canada. So all the big brands from Triumph to Honda to Harley to Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, like all of the brands are their members, much like our general membership are our members. So they're a nonprofit, like we're a nonprofit, but not a charity, like we're not a charity. We're just out there to create awareness for us. They're out there to help fund and support and invest in programs like ours, as well as off-road programs across the country. So having the industry essentially take note of who we are and what we're doing. Paul Demers, the VP of External Relations, has been aware of us for quite a few years now, but with the rebrand and a new president, CEO, and a new way of doing things and changing things up, he's now in a position where they can bring in support for these on-road programs. I'm so excited to be one of three provinces that has been hand-selected. It's really, really exciting to have AMSS a part of that partnership.
And you're shooting to get Paul on an episode coming up, right?
Yeah, I think we have him on as our second guest. We always start with Patrick Lambie.
Yes.
Because we got to talk about what's new for the year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Paul on after that. So stay tuned. And if you want to learn more about Moto Canada and what they do, tune in.
I just got to say, I know that you're the host of this show, but on this show, I get a chance to kind of interview you and say, what are we doing? It's another season. Just so excited to be back. So what have you got planned? You started to tell more stories last year, in addition to all the safety tips from people who should know. So what do you get planned this year?
This year, I think the stories were really well received from the feedback that we got. Very much enjoyed. Some of the ones that really had high listenership were women on motorbikes, the story of Aaron and his collision, you know, things like that. So we want to really focus a lot more on stories, whether that's adventures of riding around Canada or outside of Canada in different countries. There's always a lot of questions about how do I ride in South America, or, you know, things like that. So we are bringing on people who have ridden in different countries and ask those questions, as well as talk about their experience there. We're also, we have a few people lined up that have had some pretty serious collisions and collisions in other countries. And how do you get everybody and your motorcycle home? And what happens after that? And the recovery, and where are you at now? Will you ride again? Will you not? You know, just kind of everybody's different, but the reasons for the collisions and talking about the gear that they're wearing that mitigates a lot of the injuries and stuff like that. It's just, it's going to be, I feel this is going to be one of our more powerful seasons, with a little sprinkle of new corporate members that have joined us, like Motorcycle Cubed, Add More Lighting, both like local Alberta businesses, you know, just talking to promote them as well with things that they do that helps keep us safe. So a little bit of everything, but a more of a focus on the stories this year, for sure.
You know, I'm excited about that. The other thing too, and I really noticed this, and you tell me if I'm way out to lunch on this, and I know you would if you felt that way. the one thing that kind of blew me away last year, we talked to some people who had been through some horrific accidents or some near-death experiences. And the one thing that I really noticed from everybody that you chatted with last year was how they have retained their sense of humor through everything, where they just basically roll their eyes and go, that was a close call for me. Wow, I learned an awful lot. But they almost laugh while they say it, because there's really no other way to live life. You have to enjoy life. But when you look back at, well, as any of us look back on our life and have gone through some tough times, I think keeping your sense of humor is essential. But I was just so blown away by everybody last year. It was intriguing to listen. It was compelling to listen, but I really enjoyed listening to them tell their stories, even though they were tough. And that's because they did it with a certain degree of zest and enthusiasm and this, you know, serendipity. You know, they found something good out of something not really what they were looking for. But that's what I enjoyed about last season. That makes me excited about this one.
Well, and that's the thing with, like, I'm gonna touch on mental health journeys for a moment, and specifically mine was retraining my brain to, in whatever negative situation happens, finding that silver lining and focusing on that. And I think that's what a lot of people are hopefully trying to do. And if it's something you struggle with, you're just focused on that negative, my advice would be find that little silver lining and focus on that, because it reframes everything and it changes your perspective. The other side of it is being able to talk about these collision incidents and your injuries and how it happened and how you pulled through it. You're helping educate other people out there. We want those stories. We want to be able to hear them. And I still hope for the day, which is going to be a little bit tougher, to have somebody who wants to come on and talk about losing someone in a motorcycle collision, where it's not going to be that funny anecdote, that, you know, that serendipitous moment. It's just pure loss and grief, and having that real harsh and raw educational moment for other people who might think stunting and speeding is super fun, you know, but then here's a grieving mother who lost their child because of that type of behavior on a motorcycle. Someday, maybe, you know, it's everybody's comfort zone. Until then, loving all the people that are messaging already about, hey, I have this story, would it fit with what you're doing? And I want to talk about it. And sometimes even having that outlet helps them process and move through.
So what else? So, and there's all the safety stuff too, and equipment. People always are fascinated and excited about equipment, like what's new and what's going to be popular this year. I know that you're working on that too.
Well, we've got Brian Bailey out of Calgary. He's nobody in industry, so to speak.
Did he hit a deer? Is part of his story.
He chest bumped a deer. That's his claim to fame. Wow. And lived to tell about it. But yeah. We're going to have a great conversation with him about like ATGAT, all the gear, all the time for you drivers out there. ATGAT, that's what it stands for. All the gear, all the time. And with Brian's stories, he has a few that I met him in Calgary at the bike show through friends of the podcast. Another one who will be on this year, Jeremy Kriker, who's a writer, an adventure writer. We're all kind of like tied together and introducing each other and connecting each other because everybody has these great stories. But yeah, to chest bump a deer and come out the other side unscathed, we want to know why. We want to know how. And he attributes it to armor. And let's talk about gear and how it's improved.
Well, everybody talks about, cycling around Canada, but a lot of people go down to the U.S., even some go into Mexico. So it's got to be a story or two on cross-border episodes, I got to think, right?
Well, obviously, I mean, we have one with the Mitchell Seniors. We had Mitchell Juniors last year.
Yes.
And there was a collision incident. And how do you get everybody home with that? But Jeremy, again, he's an author, a writer, has traveled all through South America, has some great adventure stories and some books out there. So it was really great to finally get him on the podcast to talk about him. I mean, it's local content. It's people from Alberta talking about Alberta things from all over the world in different fashions. And it's great.
How many seasons? This is four, right? This is the fourth season.
This is our fourth, yeah.
I know, it's hard to believe. And you know what, I have said the last 3 years as we've wrapped up about, as I don't ride a motorcycle, but I drive a car, and I need to know how you think that makes it safer for everybody. So one of the things that I liked that we've done the past three seasons is the fact that you're teaching somebody who drives a car. And it gives me a better idea of what you're thinking. And if I can think how you're thinking, there will be far less problems on the road. That's how I see it. So I'm hoping there'll be more of that.
It's more of it. Wait for it, Bryn.
Yes.
Getting you to think bike.
Exactly. Well done.
So, and I would like to say that, I know we talk about the statistics at the end of every season, and I want to reframe something that we talked about at the last episode of season three, which is like some of the statistics. Yes, we lost another 20 riders last year, but one of the things that I want to spin to a positive thing, and I'm hoping that it is as a result of almost nine years of AMSS being around. The alleged at-fault person in these collisions, whether they're multi or single, I guess we'll talk about the multi, is less and less on you drivers. And I mean, that's something to be celebrated, that trend is going down. Obviously, we still need you drivers out there to keep doing that. Keep your eyes open. Keep watching for us. Keep giving us the space. But we need our riders to kind of start on that trend too, of like being a responsible rider and, making sure that you're riding within your means and your comfort level, but still pushing yourself to become a better rider. The whole deal is to try and lessen that heartache for families out there. But I am really happy to see the trends with drivers kind of going down.
What else you got? What else you got?
Happen,
yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think you're absolutely correct. What other things we got coming up?
This year,
yes.
We have so many things going on this year. We were at all the bike shows. We were at Calgary and Edmonton bike shows.
Excellent.
And then the YEG show in March. And to have those Moto Canada, the big shows back at the end of January and beginning of February, back-to-back weekends. I know that the Moto Canada team and probably all the exhibitors will agree, shows are draining and do back-to-back weekends, but like the Moto Canada team does five across the country. So I can't even imagine. But it was so good. It was so good to be back in front of everybody. We had talked to so many people and, you know, got a bunch of new members and a bunch of new contacts. And we got new corporate members out of it with Admore Lighting and Motorcycle Cubed. Just really, really excited about things like that. We'll have them on the podcast this season as well, as I mentioned before. We did the YEG show in March. It was good. It's a local, smaller show and more accessible for people who can't afford to be at the big shows, which is good. We have our big campaign launch coming up on April 28th, and more information about that will be up on the website, or should be, is up on the website. Things do change. We're hoping the panel stays as it is right now, but we will cross our fingers that maybe we'll have government participation for sure this year. I mean, sometimes they're like, yeah, we're in, and then something comes up because it's more important. We've got our Think Bike 50-50 coming up for May that supports the AMSS and what we do. We're going to be at Two Wheel Sunday, June 2nd. We're probably going to be at Cars for a Cause. Two Wheel Sundays in Calgary, Cars for a Cause in Edmonton at Yesterday's on June 15th. For the Love of Motorcycles, third annual. We've got like major sponsorship from K97. We've got Blackjacks. We've got Grover Law Firm and Moto Canada as four kind of key sponsors for this event, which is a fundraiser for us to, again, help us get more out there and educate people on motorcycle safety. That is, June 22nd.
Okay.
Out at Blackjacks. All of that information, again, up on our website. And of course, the ride to Reynolds. We can't miss that in Wetaskiwin. So we're trying to travel as much as we can within the limited time as a voluntary organization. But we're happy to hear from you if you have an event that maybe we can participate with.
I gotta ask, we did the mailbag last year, right?
Yes.
Are we doing it again this year?
Yeah. Should we get into it? Not yet,
because I gotta get everybody a little bit of an inside story on the mailbag, because you and I, we get all the texts and emails from people, but you know, we always talk about so-and-so from so-and-so, and it's a bit of a running joke with you and me. We always say, well, what about so-and-so from so-and-so? And we laugh, and then we kind of tape the mailbag segment. But I just realized that this year already, we've got a few people who are John from Sexsmith is going to be dropping a note, I'm sure. Lloyd from Lloydminster, Wayne from Wainwright, John from Wayne, Ed from Edson, and my all-time fave is Lance from Boyle. So those are, like I said.
That one's almost as good as like the John Sexsmith one.
I know.
For people who don't know who John Sexsmith is, he's like Edmonton media, most hilarious thing ever.
John's a great guy, but we always love it when people drop us a note. How can they do that, by the way?
Yes.
The real people, so not those people. The real people,
which thank you for all the real people who are sending in mailbag questions. So mailbag questions are reserved for things that may not be a full episode, but you have a question we can answer quickly. You can send that to info@ab-amss.org or on our main page of our homepage of our website, ab-amss.org, you will see the Think Bike logo. And in that little section, there is, do you have a question for the mailbag? Click here. There's a form as well.
Gotcha.
So a couple ways to get at us or ask us through the socials. We're everywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
So you ready to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Jump in?
Hang on a second. For the first time this season, I got to find the button. Let's see, for the mailbag button. Okay, let me try this one right here. That worked. Okay.
That worked? We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, so on this episode's mailbag, this mailbag question for this episode, wow, I'm rusty. Season 4, yeah, here we go.
Shake it off.
Amanda in Calgary was asking, when do you start riding? And I thought this was a great question for first episode of the season, because it is that time where people are considering or they're already out there. Either way, it's important to note that everyone's comfort level and experience is different. So it will depend on the person. But that said, there are things you want to ensure you're watching out for as we get going for this season. And this includes debris on the road. For example, gravel. Street sweepers may or may not have been out yet. I mean, they take their time. So there could be a lot of gravel out there. Be mindful of that. There could be ice in that puddle. It gets cold overnight still. So the water may be on top, but if there's ice underneath, ooh, bad traction. Shaded areas could also be icy. So be careful under overpasses and things like that. Roads will be cold in the morning, which will affect the traction of your tires as it will take longer for them to warm up. So be careful around corners. Be careful in stopping, starting. You don't want to spin out in either way. Dress for the ever-changing temperatures throughout the day. We can go through four seasons in a day. So be able to layer up, layer down. Make sure you give yourself space and outs. Drivers need to get used to us being back out there again. So you want to make sure you have that space. If they're not giving it to you, take it yourself. You are responsible for yourself on the road. You can't expect everybody else to do it for you. And ride to your comfort level. That is the biggest thing. Ease back into it. Get comfortable again, but not complacent. Never be complacent. Always be aware of your surroundings, what you're doing. Gotcha. And Brand, that's the show for today.
That's it. We're in the middle of April taping this. This is great. I love it. I'm excited. Okay, wrap it up.
All right. To make sure that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes or podcasts, to listen. Brand, really, honestly, rusty today. In 3, 2, 1. To make sure you don't miss any of our upcoming podcasts or to listen to previous ones, make sure you click on subscribe or follow wherever you get yours. If there's a topic you'd like us to cover or a guest you think would be great on the show, or a hate question for the mailbag, let us know. You can connect with us on all the socials, email us at info@ab-amss.org or reach out through the website at ab-amss.org. Thanks for listening to Think Bike, powered by Moto Canada. Let's ride Canada wide. From us, always remember to ride smart, ride safe, and think bike. See you out on the road.